Hello, this is Ann Mark, and in this clip, we're going to talk about the tools that we use for each of the stages of healing. Understand that these stages and these tools are often overlapping, and the tools are used simultaneously in many cases. So the first stage, which is acknowledgement and preparation, involves creating safety inside and outside. The primary tool that I use for that is mindfulness meditation and creating a safe place inside so that you always have the ability to return to that place of safety and peace within yourself. And it is also useful for developing the objective observer. This gives you the ability to stand back from the trauma and return to self and return to calm so that when triggering happens, you are able to bring yourself back from the edge and return to a place of safety. The second stage involves releasing the trauma, and this is the process of acknowledging the ways that it has affected you, allowing yourself to tell your story if you are able to do that. And you can do that in the presence of a trusted listener. You can also do it using expressive writing, where you're actually writing down uncensored what happened to you, or at the very least, what was left over because of what happened to you in your thoughts and feelings and behaviors. And finally, we do a process of reframing, which is to change the thoughts and the feelings and the behaviors that came from the trauma. And for that, we use prayer beads, we use affirmations and visualizations. The pool meditation actually combines both of these steps, which is to create a safe place and to also begin to reframe and create safety and peace and a sense of self. There is additional information and also exercises included after this clip to help you learn these tools and skills. Thank you.